Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, well, we are back. Yes, indeed. You're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, NMEI, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity. It's a very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for the healing and reconciliation of his people. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear. Yes, for every ear that he brings near. And I thank you all indeed for listening. The Most High has told me. Yes, directly has he told me. Yes, he appointed me. But I have some very important things in him that I must do. Very important things for the blessing of his people that I must do. But the Most High has told me that in doing that which he has asked of me, he told me in advance I would have some, I would prove some very powerful friends. Some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection. He has his protection, his guidance. And for this, my brothers and sisters, I can only be, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me directly, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert the silence of my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised, my brothers, by his Spirit. He's promised by the words of all his prophets. He's promised by the words, my brothers and sisters, of Messiah himself, that he would surely bring to restitution, restoration, remembrance, all, my brothers and sisters, all, that by the mouth of his holy prophets he has spoken since the world began. Blessed, therefore, my brothers and sisters, are they who will understand that all the Most High has declared from the beginning is viable, is wisdom that is utmost necessary, that we in all things, my brothers and sisters, might be made true unto him. Messiah said, don't let anybody trick you to think that he came in any way to abolish, dishonor, destroy, or turn men aside from any of what's contained in the law and the prophets. He said, if you allow anybody to trick you in such a manner, you must, in no case, would enter the kingdom of Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, since we know that according to the dispensation of the gospel, he said, go forth and teach all nations everything, that Messiah definitively commanded that all nations, at the hand of his apostles, he said, should be taught. All nations should be taught. All things, my brothers and sisters, that he has commanded. He said all power, all authority, all the power to rejuvenate and strengthen his people after the way of the kingdom of the Most High have been given unto him. I repeat, he said all power, authority, the capacity to re-strengthen, revive his people after the will of one, after the strength of wisdom from on high had been given unto him. So unto his disciples, he gave his very life that men might receive of his Spirit. It teaches all things, no lying in it, bringing all things to remembrance. The world, my brothers and sisters, might have an opportunity to be made one after the perfect will of one. And in all things, my brothers and sisters, men, reverent after one standard, might have peace. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. Purity and completion offers one choice. Messiah gave his very life. One scripture he said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. What's the purpose of the Holy Spirit? Again, the Holy Spirit is a teacher. To bring all things to remembrance. That all through the course of ages, all who will be consecrated unto him must comprehend the height, depth, and breadth of understanding. All coming unto recognition, reverence, common sense of reference, my brothers and sisters, common point of reference. To reveal one Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's for all nations, my brothers and sisters. One purging beyond all the misconceits of the nations. One standard, my brothers and sisters, beyond, above all the nations. One faith, discerning. All the nations, my brothers and sisters, have been missing. When we walk by faith and not by sight, we seek the Most High. Yes, indeed. To reveal to us what the world will not. The Most High sends prophets to speak what the world will not. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, it is after the Spirit of the Most High that he revealed the secret things. He said, if you're my disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I have a question, my brothers and sisters. Why is this world still in bondage? Someone asked the question, what do you mean in bondage? I want you to consider this. In a world where there are so many diverse misrepresentations, so many diverse representations, claimant representations, claiming to be true of the will of one, but nevertheless contentious, conflicting, raising so much debate and doubt. Brothers and sisters, the world is in bondage. Wherever men have not been fully discerning as to what is necessary to see beyond all the illusions. Most I told me, if any man can just simply believe that all the contradictions that we see in this world are a work of his spirit, that man is not a disciple unto him. Well, discerning that the eye is one, those who then can believe that a multitude of conflicting standards can truly be called a faith are sorely mistaken. I repeat, whoever can believe that a multitude of conflicting standards can be true to the faith of Yah is sorely mistaken. And not only solely mistaken, my brothers and sisters, but a partaker, with the deceits of this world that have beguiled mankind for many ages. Those of us who are wiser, recognizing the principle of what Messiah meant, we said the greatest command of all is that we recognize that Yah is one. There's also recognition, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is not divided. He's not destabilized. He does not change what he has promised after the variant misconceits of man. He does not deny authority. He does not deny his word. I said he does not deny his word simply because men have become blind to it or have misadministered or have misconstrued its meaning. The word, as the Most High declared it from the beginning, is the only faith. I said the word. After the intent the Most High declared from the beginning, is the only faith. Dare men believe that having compromised the truth of the Most High after a multitude of partial, polluted standards, And I do say partially polluted, and I can prove that they are, that with this the Most High will be pleased. Abrahamic faith said that there says there is no peace, my brothers and sisters, but that men seek the perfect will of Yah. Because Genesis 17, and understand, Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah. And this will be a blessing to all nations. What did Messiah say? Go forth and teach all nations everything that he commands. Even to convert all the nations. How about to convert them beyond all deviant, partial, or polluted standards? That there be no confusion among the people. Even, my brothers and sisters, that no one should misrepresent the will of Yah. That a multitude of diverse standards, iniquities and injustices should any more be hidden. In other words, what I'm saying to this, to you about this, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures talk about in 2 Thessalonians how the mysteries of iniquity, are already at work. Meaning, there are many forms of inequity in this world. Many forms of injustice in this world. And many have not at all begun to discern, as it is written. There's a way. In fact, I would say there are many that seem right unto men, but the end thereof is death. Many are the ways, my brothers and sisters, that are by no means true unto the will of Yah. Romans 10 said we ought to watch out. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. It said, watch out for false prophets, those who teach fallen standards, crying out, Lord, Lord, calling out his name in vain, unwilling to preach, teach, do fully what is the will of the Father. This example, my brothers and sisters, is a false testimony. Messiah said, if you love me, keep. That word for keep relates to the idea about defend God and obey his commandments. Well, I have much to say concerning this because it's important that we understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I said it's important that we understand. The Messiah actually said that he makes no request. He made no request for the worldly, for those who would preserve all the diversely confusing standards of this age. That is a very powerful statement. He made no request for those who would preserve the partial and polluted standards of this age. If we look at John, Yohanan, 17th chapter, we find the Messiah made no request for those who preserve the varying misconceits, misallegiances, misinstitutionalities, false institutionalities, if you will, of this world. But how should such corruptions remain? I repeat, my brothers and sisters, how could such corruptions remain and the people ever be made one? But Isaiah 40:27, really need to write, you can look all the way back from the 40th, beginning of the 40th chapter, 40:27 to 41:4. Messiah comes to strengthen and give power to his people, that they might become the sons of Yah, they might become true as one people, true to the one Most High. How does the scripture say he would do it? He must expose his foolish, the wisdom of those who this world has called wise. Scripture says the kings will be made as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. It means, my brothers and sisters, the rulers shall be exposed as far from righteous by the true word of the one Most High. The accuracy of that word as it was understood and conveyed from the beginning. To prove that the multitude of testimonies we see in the world today are in so many ways errant. And not at all, my brothers and sisters, are they true. The hope of the gospel. That might sound like a hard word, but I can tell you Isaiah, the 56th chapter, 9th through the 57th chapter, going to the bottom of the first verse, reading all the way through, talks about how the Messiah is appearing. He should declare that the rulers have all been blind guides, greedy shepherds, deceiving the people, my brothers and sisters. Did you hear me? Deceiving the people, even to the very last one. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, the standards that this world portrays has not been true. I repeat, has not been true. All that is necessary, the people might be one. I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah knew in advance that he would have to come for the express purpose, I repeat, for the express purpose, to fulfill all the prophecies that were spoken concerning him of old. He would have to come to destroy all the institutionalized confusion that has misrepresented his name. He petitioned indeed, my brothers and sisters, that the world be one, but he knew in advance the threat to the lives of those who preach the truth. We examine history, we know that for four centuries, actually longer, we go to times well before the birth of Messiah. It was prophesied in advance that this polytheist system, a polytheist system out of the West, scriptures speak and call it the Greeks in Daniel 1, Daniel 8 and 5 to 25. It talks about that system continually standing against the truth of the faith until Messiah himself returns. And that system dares to stand up against the Prince of Princes, which in the Aramaic, in the 17th chapter of Revelation, it says, because he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one whom the Most High said he would uphold and give the victory. It is said concerning him that the Most High, our brothers and sisters, shall defeat his opponents easily. Well, much to talk about tonight. I don't want to drag this show on for an extended period simply because I know there's a lot of things that need to be understood. Yes, a lot of things need to be said. Yes. However, I would pray that I heard this night. Short, concise, to the point. I'd be absorbed into the very core of the spirits of those who would hear them. They might discern, my brothers and sisters, all things the Most High has said upon a pure and perfect foundation. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that every social orientation of this world, every social orientation of this world as we see them today, is only an illusion. Scripture says Messiah himself would have to come to expose the misrepresentation, the pretense. Messiah himself would have to come to restore the true knowledge of a covenant, what the Most High would accept. Most High would have to send Messiah to bring a world again to accord and agreement. Scripture says, once Messiah does this in the last days, I said in the last days, examining Romans 11:25-27, and Isaiah 59:19-21, he says his covenant through Messiah restore the covenant of peace to his people, that it remain, and that they remain a people made one, even forever. Well, my brothers and sisters, when we look around today, do we see that perfect understanding? among the peoples? I would tell you no. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. It says, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. If there be any strife and divisions among us at all, scriptures tell us it's because a man's carnality being led by his flesh and not after the perfect will of the Spirit. Most High told me that words like these are precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. They are rare. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand the multitude of contentious differences as doctrine. It's not really doctrine based upon the truth at all. None of the present institutions of man, my brothers and sisters, have for the Most High been found in all things true, that which Yah has intended from the beginning. That's the reason why Messiah was sent 2,000 years ago. My brothers and sisters, in the latter days, if we read closely Psalms 14 and Psalm 53, that's why the scripture said Messiah would be sent in the last days. Most High looking, seeing none who discerns how much they need to seek Yah, and not discern how much more they need to seek Him. And therefore none does good, none righteous, none complete, and all things pleasing unto the Most High, no, not one. Should the Most High be pleased with this contention? Absolutely not. He calls it hypocrisy in the scriptures. And for this reason, Messiah must be sent to deliver his people, that they discern beyond all the self-righteous ambitions of those who would deceive men to think that after partial standards they have known enough. I ask all the time, how many of those who say they believe are ready to accept and teach and uphold? You'll find on my website at hiddengospel.com are called the Secret City Prophecies. Very rare few, my brothers and sisters. I'm still waiting to hear at the mouth of a pastor, even though I've spoken to untold numbers concerning these things. But they seem to all be unwilling in some respect to teach it. Even though these scriptures that relate to what I'm talking about are seen from Genesis to Revelation, over and over and over again, there are those who refuse to accept the kind of testimony, for instance, that's at Zephaniah 2:15-3 and 6, concerning how Messiah would appear in the latter days at a city, my brothers and sisters. All the confusion of the whole world there. Read Isaiah 19:18-25. Read Isaiah 25:1-3. Confusions of the whole world drawn to a city. Just like that Armageddon-like experience that you find written at Revelation 16:12-21. It says, at that place, Messiah will declare a testimony that will expose all the principles and precepts of the world to be quite foolish. A city to which he said he would draw all the precepts of the world. In other words, people from everywhere being drawn to that city. And yes, my brothers and sisters, where people of all diverse manner of culture and ideal and religiosity are drawn to a city, there are certainly those who will cater to them and all their differences. But are these true to the One Most High? Not if in any way, my brothers and sisters, the word of Yah by any of them is in any way denigrated, taken away from, or added to. Men discern not, my brothers and sisters, what is the command of the One Most High, that all should keep it, then all, my brothers and sisters, are deceivers. Scripture said he would expose the unrighteousness of a whole world. Messiah would expose the unrighteousness of a whole world at that city. That all the cities and nations of the earth and all their deceits shall fall, that he might establish a kingdom based in truth. Why did your leaders not tell you this, my brothers and sisters? They didn't tell you this because they know to tell you the truth, they would be exposing themselves. Well, much I'd like to talk about tonight, because Messiah knew in advance, like I said to you before, that he would have to return to establish the peace that was prophesied of old. causes of faith has always been an anticipation of a promised one who would strengthen his people, revive his people, true to all that is divine righteousness, discern what was foreordained from the beginning, that the rulers of the earth have all sought to act as obstacles against men awakening to perceive. Men not discerning that they've been blinded by obstacles, my brothers and sisters, not discerning the obstacle, have also, my brothers and sisters, not discerned the goal. It's time to come out of the darkness into the light, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures again say that his people will be strengthened. How? Will they be revived? How? How should people be redeemed and be made the sons of Yah? Over and over again in the scriptures it said it should be done when he proves foolish the seeming wisdom of the wise. When he exposes all the rulers as false prophets, declaring fallen testimony, causing men to worship even a false concept of Messiah. I saw something on somebody's car today. I had to get something to them to help them understand. Prayerfully, they will. Somebody put on the back of their car, I happened to see it today, and it read in this manner. It said that, good people don't go to heaven, it said. Forgiven sinners do. But brothers and sisters, that statement is in so many ways just so wrong. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? In so many ways, just so wrong. The way men have been taught, they believe that, men have been taught that they don't have to seek to be what were truly before the Most High is good. Just simply that they have to ask forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, man has gotten to a point that he doesn't even discern his sins anymore. Man has to realize that the Most High never said he would forgive anyone who wants to maintain transgression. In fact, if you look at Isaiah 59:19-21, it actually relates to Messiah comes for the sake of those who would turn from transgression, not to those who would preserve it. For those who would call upon the holy name, my brothers and sisters, unto all that appeases divine pleasure, not those who call upon his name to preserve any form of vanity. Well, it's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. For all the prophecies say in Messiah's return, he would not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear. He knows that these standards are wicked. Knows that they are lawless. But the scriptures also speak about the mysteries of iniquity and that would blind the hearts of men in the latter days, causing them to prefer unrighteousness, not discerning their sins. Institutionalized blindness. Institutionalized sin. There have been standards over the people, but they haven't discerned how they have preferred unrighteousness, how they've been beguiled not to have a great love of the truth. Preferring compromise, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says those who believe these lies didn't say they'd be saved, but they would be damned. Messiah knew in advance that the rulers of this earth would contend against his word of salvation. Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that those who have stood against this world being made one, and obviously there's been much resistance. 45,000 denominations in this world are not the result of man opening their hearts to the truth, but man resisting against the fullness of truth. Loving mass compromise, loving the word of soothsayers and fatal flatterers. Who know that if the people are willing to buy a partial standard, that they are willing to sell it. Hypocrites, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, that have been to the destruction of so many human souls. How should the people be one? We have a multitude of rulers who hold them in bondage after worldly differences. After fake, foolish, counterfeit standards that can never appease the will of one. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'd like to look at John in the 17th chapter. I will tell you that much of this scripture when I first read it, I remember so much of it was like steam coming off the pages. Spirit was so intense in the time of that revelation. What did Messiah say? Listen, my brothers and sisters, and understand. He prayed to his Father, and this is one of the last, if you will, longer prayers recorded concerning the words of the Messiah just before going upon the stake. What did he say? I give my life. In fact, he said, I'm sanctifying myself. He made purge after the will of one Father, sanctified unto him for the sake of all. He said, if I do not go, he said, the Holy Spirit would not come. Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, that the world might be made one. Therefore, we must understand what he meant. He said, I make no request for the world or for the worldly. For worldliness is the preservation of mass divisions against the will of one. John 17:1, Yeshua spoke these words, lifted up his eyes on high, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that your Son also may glorify you. So you've given him authority over all flesh, capacity to see beyond all the misconceits of the flesh, the power unto redemption of mankind, and made him therefore judge, whereby through him all might discern beyond all iniquity. Give him authority over all flesh, all power from on high, all authority, capacity to strengthen all mankind after divine reproof to discern what is missing. The scripture says, the one that he gives that power, the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. For he shall come forth and say, draw near to me all the ends of the earth. For I alone among all men am a just one and a savior. How many of my brothers and sisters understand Isaiah 45 concerning the one the scripture calls his anointed, the Messiah, the Savior, one who makes men whole, my brothers and sisters, one who casts out every misconceit, that men might be found worthy before the Most High to be preserved. You have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life. How about a word without contradiction to as many as you have given him or have given them power to discern his word? He said, and this is eternal life, that they may know that you, may know you, the only one true Almighty, and that they may know Yeshua, whom you have sent. I think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, speaking about the one called the Curdy at Isaiah 45. Scripture says, the Most High has surnamed him, that all may know from the rising sun to the west to the rising of the sun, there's none else but Yah. And my brothers and sisters, it is those who believe and discern him. Because Isaiah 45 in so many ways relates to latter-day prophecy. It's those who discern Yeshua as that one, according to all that is portended in the prophecies, that my brothers and sisters might understand indeed what is the faith. Many who believe the Messiah came, that men might be saved, while still preserving the corruptions of men. Our brothers and sisters, baptism is to wash away sin, not to preserve it. Messiah came to put away sin, not to preserve it. To expose all unrighteousness, not to preserve it. So it must be understood in this 17th chapter of Yohanan, they call John. See, I've glorified you on earth. Now finish the work which you've given me to do. And that was for that time. Messiah said he would come in the latter days to restore the kingdom of Israel, to bring his people back from the midst of all nations, to regather his people under one covenant, galvanize all the people who had no power to galvanize themselves. I said he comes to galvanize and regather his people as one, who had no power to regather as one themselves. He is the reference point, and his appearing will be proven the only reference point after which his people might be made one. He comes, my brothers and sisters, because men will find out that among themselves, that reference point did not exist till he again appears to restore faith in the earth, to restore faith beyond all contentions unto the will of one. As Scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Messiah speaking again, said, I've glorified you on earth. Now finish the work that you've given me to do. Like I said, 2,000 years ago, you read Isaiah, we've talked about this many times on the show. Isaiah speaks about Messiah coming three times. One, to deliver his people from a Babylon east. Again, second time, to give his very life to expose the misrule of the principalities and powers and declare the authority of the one Yah. For in that Messiah was raised from the dead at the hand of his father, it proved that those who sentenced him to death were unrighteous. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, the priesthood that was in Israel at that time at the hand of Roman appointment, and it being that its sentence and the sentence of Pilate being reversed in the resurrection of Messiah proved that all the rulers of the world were quite foolish, and that to find justice and righteousness, men must seek beyond all the fallen standards of the leaders, my brothers and sisters, who in so many ways had denied the righteous administration of the law and the prophets. Didn't say salvation, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of partialities, but only, my brothers and sisters, after a full restoration of all the Most High from the beginning as intended. So I said, I've glorified you on earth, and I've finished the work which you've given me to do for that time. And now, Father, glorify me with yourself, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was made. Say, I revealed your name, the principles of his covenant. He seals his covenant with his name. His name is not after vanity, but is an oath unto the fullness of all that pleases the Most High. We will find that he asked the Father to restore him to the glory that he had with him with the Most High before the world was made. Therefore, relating, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah is constant after the word declared from the beginning, it's not a new covenant. My brothers and sisters, it's the remembrance of a covenant. For among the nations where there's no peace, there's been no covenant, not with Yah. See, I've revealed your name to them, to the men whom you gave me out of the world, for they were yours. John 17:6. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. My brothers and sisters, shall man receive the word of the Most High, then turn aside from it, and still be found steadfast and true? Have men kept the word that the Most High declared after the pure and righteous meaning intended from the beginning? John 17:7. My brothers and sisters, in so many ways we know that men have not. If they had, the divisions we see among us would not exist. So now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. So I've given them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known that I came forth from you, and they have received what you sent me. My brothers and sisters, so men say they believe in Messiah, and the testimony that they have chosen to receive has not matched up according to all that from the beginning was spoken. I want you to think about it. It's because men have not kept and preserved fully what is the word of the Most High that we see so many divisions that exist in this world. The pure word of Yah would reconcile the whole world as one. Do we see that happening yet? Do we see a whole world made one as yet? Or do we still see men among the allegiance of many nations divided Obviously, because, my brothers and sisters, there has been resistance against the truth which the Most High unto his people has decreed. I want you to hear me. Messiah said, "For I have given the words which you have given me, and they have received them." Have all men received all the truth, the Messiah, after his spirit, what have revealed to mankind? Do we see all teaching the same word? No, we don't. I will tell you that the apostles forewarned the early church, even as Messiah warned the apostles. But the rulers of this world will contend against the pure, perfect word. And my brothers and sisters, without a doubt, those who contended against the pure, perfect word cannot be the faith. They cannot be the church. They cannot bring in men out of darkness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they can only masquerade in the pretense, claiming to be the light. Look at this verse. It's very important we understand it. Messiah, I said, I pray for them. How about those who received his word? I do not pray for the world. In other words, those who will not receive it. Think about it. 14th chapter. Scripture says the spirit of truth, the testimony of truth, the world will not receive. There are those of this world who will, in their double-mindedness, zealous after the ideals of this world, will never accept the truth. Scripture says those who believe lies and would not believe the truth then, 2 Thessalonians, said they would be damned, did not say saved. It's by faith in what the Most High himself has declared that the people are made one. But we live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, men who believe a multitude of differences and call it the faith and believe with this profanity against the holy name, the Most High could be pleased. Many to think again. Besides, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, or how about the worldly? I don't pray for those who would preserve the divisive standards of this world, but for those that the Father has given him. He said, because he said to the Father, those who then would hear his word, the Father has given them to him. He said, all are mine and yours are mine. And I am glorified, honored in them. How about, can you be honored, my brothers and sisters, by those who wouldn't accept his word or the fullness of it? He said, now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep your name. Keep through your name. How about the truth of your word? Those of you have given me, that they may be one as we are. Keep them true to, he was petitioned, that they be kept true to his word. They may be one. What about if they were not true to his word? If men choose not to hearken to the pure word, are they still yet true to Yah? Say, well, I was with them in the world. I kept them in your name. How about kept them true to your word? Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. He's talking about the one they call of Iscariot. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah was about to return to his father and said, but now I come to you. These things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled, or what I rejoice in, what I delight in, fulfilled in themselves. Scripture says the Holy Spirit is given that the fullness of what is divine righteousness might be fulfilled in us. He did not say that he agreed with anything less. For those who tell you that there's salvation after a partial standard, that basically told you that you could be saved, made whole, because you believe. I want you to understand this. A liar will never tell you the whole truth. Messiah said, watch out for false prophets who never tell you the whole truth. They cried, Lord, Lord, but not to the will, not to do fully the will of the Father. He said he would tell them that they never knew him. But brothers and sisters, what do you think he's going to tell people? Who hearken to false prophets who never would speak the whole word. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, there's ample scripture that has been completely ignored by the masses. He said, Since I've given them your word, and the world has hated them. What he said, the spirit of truth, the world is a true testimony. The world will not receive the testimony that is true to the Most High in all things. I did not say unbalanced. I did not say unjust. I said true to him in all things, fair to him in all things. That word, the world, seeking to preserve its differences, he said it would not receive. But he said these whom he had taught as his disciples, he said they are not of the world. They're not of the divisions that are in it. Even as Messiah said, he is not, if you will, the spawn of this world's differences. He said, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world. They're not of the divisions that are in it. Just as I am not of the world, divisions, confusions, misallegiances. This is the Son of Yah. He asked the Father to sanctify them by his truth, for the word of the Father is truth. He said, you sent me into the world, I've also sent them into the world. How about with the same testimony? How about the world might be one? He said, for their sakes I sanctify myself. In other words, before going upon the stake as a living sacrifice. He said he would sanctify himself purely after the will of the Most High, for the cause of all that appeases divine pleasure. That the righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, might be revealed in his spirit to those who seek him with the utmost purest heart. See, for their sakes I sanctify myself, they may be sanctified. How about made consecrated unto Yah purely in the word of truth? He said, I do not pray for these alone, but also those who will believe me through their word. Messiah made petitions, brothers and sisters, for those who believe, who would believe, not for those who would not. Listen to this. Here are the keys. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are with me, and I with you, that they may be one with us. Hear, my brothers and sisters, listen closely. That they all may be one, just as thou, my Father, art with me and I with thee. That they may be one with us, so the world may believe that you did send me. That all might recognize a word from on high. And the word, you said, which you gave me, I gave to them. So that they may be one, just as we are one. My brothers and sisters have all believed the same word, have all agreed as one in the knowledge of the truth. We know, my brothers and sisters, that since that is not so, and knowing that the scriptures relate to Messiah will have to reconcile his people again as one, we know that those, my brothers and sisters, who have resisted the people coming to that pure understanding have not been the preachers of the gospel, have not been true to the word of peace. He said that his desire was that he be with them, or all those who would believe, as the Father is with him, that all may become perfected in one, that the world may know that thou didst send me, and thou didst love them just as they did love me. Here, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what these scriptures are saying. Messiah petitioned that by no means should the name of the Father be misrepresented among the people. He petitioned that by no means should there be confusion among those who believe. The only way this can be, my brothers and sisters, there must be an absolute sense of understanding in the heart of all those who seek the Most High. I did not say any way seeking to preserve the misopinions. I did not say any way seeking to preserve any of the compromises. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, seeking to preserve what many of my brothers and sisters have called freedom to believe whatever they would again. Yah as he is. That the truth, my brothers and sisters, must be understood about this. And I know I need to elaborate upon these things much more, and the plan is surely to do so. Messiah, the scripture says, come that his people might be made strong again, only, my brothers and sisters, in that they should discern beyond all the misconceits of the rulers. Read Isaiah 40:27. 41:4 and understand. Read 44th chapter of Isaiah, 45 and 6, It says it proved foolish the wisdom of the wise that all follow the will of one. But my brothers and sisters, if you talk about all following the will of one, there are those who have acted as defenders of all the misconceits of man, as if the Most High would call this blessed. To believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, is absolutely insane. Knowing the prophecies, Yeshua prayed to the Father, but prophesied in advance, knowing that surely with this world retaliate against the peace of the gospel. We read Revelation. It talks about the white horse rider at Revelation 6. Again, the white horse rider is related to Revelation 19. This Messiah who goes forth to conquer and to conquer, to make war for righteousness' sake. I said for the standard that is from on high beyond all the misconceits of the nations and all the diverse rulers who keep the people in bondage and blinded. The red horse rider thereafter is the nations retaliating against the gospel word of peace. Against the pure, perfect word. Scripture is talking about the black horse rider with the scales in his hands. Famine for a word. Read Amos 8:11-12. Men going to and fro the earth, seeing land, looking for the word of Yah. The pure word of Yah will not find it. Everything's tainted everywhere. They slaughtered, my brothers and sisters. The nation slaughtered those who were turned toward the truth of the gospel. And yet men, my brothers and sisters, believe, they have been taught to believe in this world that what they have accepted has still been a pure, perfect word of peace and completion. Far from it, my brothers and sisters. What has been taught in this world in all these divisions has not been the gospel nor the salvation of man at all. Again, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 29, men will find out that their worship has been after the precepts and doctrines of men. They worshiped after the idol, false god, that is a false concept of Messiah and a false concept of salvation. For salvation is only after complete word, not after partial. Messiah said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah if you cause any or allow anyone to deceive you against even the least letter of the law and the prophets. Who is willing to understand? He said, Messiah will come for the restitution of all things. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to his testimony, be cut off from among the people, not counted among those who believe. Acts 3:18-23, Matthias 5:14-24, said, watch out for false prophets who teach an imperfect and incomplete testimony. You see, it said that testimony did not come forth from him. Knowing the prophecies, Yeshua prayed to the Father, but prophesied in advance, knowing that surely this world would retaliate against the peace of the gospel. Therefore, he prayed for the protection of those who would go forth for the cause of so powerful a saving word. Matthew 24:9, though, he told them in advance that the leaders of this world, rulers of this world, would kill the disciples and the apostles. And my brothers and sisters, they did. Kill them. Because they despise the word of one kingdom, one king, and one peace. Acts 15:26 talks about the apostles of those who were willing to hazard their very lives because of the gospel and the word of Yah. Martyr themselves even to be murdered by a system that despises the truth. How shall men say, my brothers and sisters, those who despise the pure, perfect word have been the preachers of the gospel, when they wouldn't even teach you what the gospel is as a pure, perfect, untainted word from above. And they would not teach you, my brothers and sisters, who it is that comes to preach that word. They act as if Messiah is pleased with all those who compromise, hypocrisize, partialize, and pollute the holy words according to their own designs, believing that after all this profanity, that they've honored Yah, never was the case. Scripture says we must seek to be made pure unto all good works, fully furnished unto all good works, because before the Most High denies himself, look at 2 Thessalonians, said he would deny us. We must seek all his world, all of his word. I said we must seek all his word. Say if we are among the most divisive, short-sighted, provocative standards in this world, The book of Jacob, James said, we must still bring forth by faith a perfect work. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, not trust in all the divided standards of this world. Most High awakens the mind to discern beyond them all. He said, if we remain double-minded or subject to any institution that was not based upon the pursuit of all truth, he says, we will not receive anything from Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, when the rulers of this world have tricked mankind to trust in a multitude of partial standards, as if they were wise, men have been tricked, even my brothers and sisters tricked, robbed of the hope of salvation, because none of these impure standards will enter into the kingdom of Yah. Colossians 2, it said that his desire that all should come to the fullness of the mysteries of Yah and his Messiah. And he told you, beware lest the principalities and powers beguile you after the principle of the world, the divisive, confusing, short-sighted, darkness and illusions, pretenses of this world, not after the Messiah. Think about it. He says the desire that you come to the four mysteries of Yah and his Messiah, meaning the rulers, desire that you never discern the fullness of this truth. That they always take the words of the Most High, even in his feasts. The Sabbaths and the feasts. New moons of the Most High. In fact, new moon is coming, some 24 hours from now? Thursday evening, beginning of the next Rosh Chodesh. Well, brothers and sisters. In all the times the Most High declared to be governed by his Spirit, his people should be taught all things, meaning that if the rulers desire that you not discern all the Most High required that you might remain subject to the vanities of these various denominational and national and political institutions, false orientations. If you don't seek the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, men have not kept a holy day. They kept a perversion after the misconceits of man that is not in all respect been true to the faith that would discern and bring to mind the hidden things. He said, my brothers and sisters, his desire that you discern all the mysteries and the truth of the matter as the rulerships of this world could never bring that to bear. Desires that all who believe will discern the mysteries of Yah in the one who is called the righteous when the occurred Eve. Who the scripture says, for righteousness' sake, for the restoration of all truth, will judge and make war, exposing all the misconceits of all the nations. Discipline the nation with a rod of iron, an everlasting discipline, steadfast, unflinching. The apostle Shaul preached, that all should seek beyond all the rulers. He too preached the same thing. Watch out for the principalities and powers. Even as Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. Watch out for all those who have denied you the knowledge of the secret things. For all they who would keep the people blinded after false righteousness, our brothers and sisters, are those who do so, that they not be exposed. They say they believe, crying out, Lord, Lord. But my brothers and sisters, they themselves have been obstacles liberated for the preservation of the damning devices of blindness that have beguiled all the nations. You need to truly, my brothers and sisters, give a close look at my website, hiddengospel.com, article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectations. Find out what they've been hiding from you. Article there called The Secret City Prophecies. Find out what they've been hiding from you. They lied to you and talked to you rapture doctrine. Please, my brothers and sisters, examine the article on my website called Rapture Debunked. If you haven't discerned about the great tribulation that the early church faced in those first centuries, that after that time there have been a rise of false prophets, blinding the people to call themselves wise, hardly discern the greater truths. Read the article on my website called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD and find out how the world got this way. My brothers and sisters, we must discern the sharp contrast between what was understood from the beginning, was the doctrine Most High revealed by His Spirit, Spirit of Messiah, to the early church. And the difference between that, my brothers and sisters, and the massive corruptions whereby rulers have taught the people the people would buy. The rulers have taught the people whatever the people would buy. By no means, my brothers and sisters, concern for the healing of the people. You must discern the difference, for that's the salvation of man. Messiah made no protection for those who would retain the varied faults, sins, misallegiances, corrupt doctrines of this world. I would only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that none of these tainted words are the gospel pure from above. And only the gospel word pure from above offers a hope of peace. Mysteries of iniquity, my brothers and sisters, I will say it again, are unrecognized injustice, false doctrines, perverted doctrines, polluted words, misadministrations. That even then, the scripture says, are already divisively at work. The nations were already divided, my brothers and sisters. The people are already in allegiance to mass darkness. Scripture said the light of the gospel had to go forth to them. Do you think that the nations were willing to receive it? Evidence of what we look at today makes it obvious that they did not. The rulers of the earth, my brothers and sisters, contended against the truth and then established a hypocrite they called a pope. I said a hypocrite that they called a pope to sanction all the diverse territories of the nations, and the rulers of all the nations, as if in all their differences they were true to the will of one. That's a lie. They preserved all the illusions of all the hypocritical rulers that were already among the nations. Never were they truly concerned in all things by purging out every lie or discerning all truth. Our brothers and sisters, the Pope, your presidents, your kings, have all in that they denied the expectation of the one who will restore all things. They have all been false prophets. In retaliation against the perfect restoration of truth, as was decreed from the beginning, honorable from the beginning, brothers and sisters, none of these institutions were true to the faith of Yah. They were never the faith. Scripture says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Not all have heard the word that is above and beyond all the nations. The rulers have sought to preserve these differences. Scripture says, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Therefore, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. The faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not tainted after any of the misconceits of man. And therefore, when we understand the rulers have sought to preserve so many false traditions, we understand. My brothers and sisters, that trust in the rulers has been a fall from faith. Out of much contentiousness, debate, doubt, confusion, with which the Most High can never be pleased. Yeshua made petitions unto the Father for the strengthening of them who receive and be true to the revival of His word. Discerning the truth, the Most High declares that the whole world is rejected. He made petitions for those whose allegiance is unto Yah, not the various misallegiances that are the snares that are the princes, kings, various rulers, pastors, priests, and rabbis of this earth who never sought to tell you the whole truth. But how, my brothers and sisters, can you discern that they never sought to tell you the whole truth lest you find out what has been missing? I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. I don't call my website HiddenGospel.com without a reason. Again, the articles, some 50-odd articles, but I tell you there are a few primary ones that are mentioned in the chat, mentioned in the intro screens to this show. I promise, my brothers and sisters, you desperately do need them. You need the truth that is there. In fact, I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's very precious truth, the most precious truth in the world, because no man is made whole without it. Most I told me the most precious truth is not what men think they know, what they don't know. When men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has declared, my brother says, that's not wisdom. That's not salvation. That's not a steadfast faith in Yah at all. Yeshua made petition of the Father for the strengthening of those, revival, the full revival, unto the fullness of his word, beyond all contention, those who will receive and be true, my brothers and sisters, to faith unto the will of one, full will of one restored. He made petition for those whose allegiance is unto Yah, not the various misallegiances and divisions that are snares of the rulers of a divided world. Dare men say that there's a covenant to be found, with brothers and sisters, trusting in the varying standards of rulers of themselves? Do not agree? Time to think again. Messiah made no petitions for those who would not seek the whole truth. Many not seeking the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, caused many to be blinded not to seek the greater truths. He made no petitions for them who had misrepresented him, thus to keep divided, and all the more divide this world through the abuse of his name. Hear me, to call upon his name in righteousness, as the scripture says, as you must. Read Isaiah 48. It says, men have sworn by his name, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. And with this, Most High is not pleased. Meaning, if you call upon his name, you must seek all his will. He said, make no request for those who only seek part of the truth, or they can establish his divisions among man and confusion. An oath unto the holy name is an oath to seek all his will. He made no petition for those who would misrepresent him. A great falling away, my brothers and sisters, we must discern. A great falling away, we must discern, has occurred. Yet many have refused to know it, even though a divided world is evidence of what has been much worldly resistance. Those who refuse to recognize the error that has wrought these divisions, brothers and sisters, these are not those who have a great love of the truth. Those who do not seek to realize beyond the error, they were never of the faith. For the faith is the hope of discerning beyond the error, that men might be made true unto Yah. I would even go as far as to say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's all sorts of differences the men call Abrahamic faith. Abraham was not the father of three great faiths, my brothers and sisters, a constituent of one. A lot of what people call Christianity in this world, Hebrew Christianity, Western Christianity, Messianic Judaism, Orthodox Judaism, Judaism in all its flavors, Islam in all its flavors, its various flavors. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, if they deny the hope of the one who comes to restore all things as one, if they deny the fact that the whole world has fallen away from the will of one, seeking to uphold many compromises, if they refuse to discern, my brothers and sisters, that the scripture says once the falling away occurred, that nothing would restore all things but Messiah himself, men, my brothers and sisters, willing to believe otherwise, have been made gullible. Calling themselves wise before the time, sufficient before the time, rather than waiting for the one who comes to restore all things. Many believe in their wives for the time after the rule of others have gone forth in warfare. But my brothers and sisters, it's only been unto vanity. For no man is confirmed and sealed true to the Most High after a partial or perverse standard. For all men, my brothers and sisters, and all these institutions, true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, these and many institutions would cease to exist. There would only be the will of one. But my brothers and sisters, we see men calling themselves leaders, seeking to preserve many standards as if they were wise, against the will of one. And I dare to call my brothers and sisters men fanatics, extremists, terrorists, who would seek the truth of all the Most High declared. I'm not saying that those who call themselves, who are called extremists, terrorists, fanatics, in this world today, I'm not saying that any of them are true. All the Most High declared, but at least they know that something is an absolute. Whether they know what it is or not is another issue. But the truth of the matter, Scripture says, until Messiah appears, the absolute, my brothers and sisters, has for a long time been departed from men's minds. Read Isaiah 59 and understand. The way of salvation, the way of peace, has long departed from men's minds. Messiah is sent to restore them. Who's ready to understand? Messiah comes, as I said before, to gather and galvanize the people as one. Sent from on high to do so, to do something that the they of this world could never do. Most High said he would uphold the testimony of one in victory. Blessed are they who are willing to follow him. He said, ultimately, if you really understand it, faith being restored beyond all the contentions of worldliness, the law, the flaw of this world. Like I said, the law of this world is to seek to preserve the confusion that's in it, preserve the differences that are in it. So you belong to Abraham, you're the sons of Abraham. How about brothers and sisters, according to the promise? How about my brothers and sisters, according to faith restored? How about, my brothers and sisters, if your trust is after the will of one and not after the elementary principles of this world? Much I need to say about Galatians. I've said it before, but if you look back through the archives and look at my testimony in the book of Galatians, you'll see what I'm talking about. Scripture talks about salvation by faith, not after the various conceits of man, not after the conversation of this world, but a revelation and a gift that comes from Yah. The truth, my brothers and sisters, the world cannot reveal. Has refused to understand. Must come from Yah. He said, you're all the sons of Abraham by faith. You're all the sons of Abraham according to the promise. Well, my brothers and sisters, what about if men have not known the promise, they might believe it? Most have promised that if all would seek his perfect will, there would be peace on earth. He said he'd restore all unto one pure, perfect truth, beyond all the misconceits of the rulers. Can you believe in beyond all the misconceits of the rulers? Trusting that men have already taught all you need to know? Scripture says Messiah comes to restore. I said that he comes to restore. What makes people think that they already have understood that complete restoration? He said, let no man consider himself so wise for the time. When Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Then will every man discern the way of peace. Like I said, they who retaliated against the nations and the people being made pure and complete under all truth, if they hated the gospel, the pure, perfect word from above, brothers and sisters, they've hated the Messiah, the hope of salvation, and even the hope of peace. Don't be deceived. But you don't know, my brothers and sisters, that you followed after false prophets who had the word from you till you're willing to examine and find out what you have missed. My website, hiddengospel.com, reveals many of these truths. Blessed they will be humble enough, diligent enough, that the Most High should help them to discern what is there. Because I dare tell you, unless the Most High open their eyes, they don't see. How many have had these words, my brothers and sisters, for how long? There's still 45,000 versions of darkness out here that would hide the light. Partial standards claiming to be sufficient, as if the rulers themselves were the judge of all. My brothers and sisters, Messiah would judge all the judges. He would teach a whole word to find out who it is that has loved Yah and would serve Yah, and those who would not. He will discern between the righteous, those who seek all divine will, pleasing unto the Most High, and those who do not. But believe him, my brothers and sisters, there are many who would hide the truth from you, that you remain exploited by them. And many are they, my brothers and sisters, who prefer the words of a deceiver, lest it be discerned by a whole world how men have been deceived. They refuse to acknowledge that Yeshua was, 2,000 years ago, the one that was called the righteous one, the Kurdi. Don't know what I'm talking about? You need to look at my website, hiddengospel.com, or the church origin, the mutual expectation. Those who refuse to understand that he was the one called Shiloh, the come that was prophesied to come in the latter days to regather all the people under one truth, who cannot see with enough discretion to regather themselves. Read Isaiah 44:20. Those who don't understand that principle, according to what Messiah comes to do, according to all the prophets, don't understand, my brothers and sisters, they will be suddenly and unexpectedly put to shame to find they have been duped to worship a false idol Messiah created after Western polytheist precepts of men. That's exactly what Isaiah 29 says. That's exactly, if we understand, what Revelation 13 says. Who, my brothers and sisters, will humble themselves that they might repent and be made wise. A great travesty, my brothers and sisters, a grievous offense. I said a grievous offense has been committed against the very souls of mankind. A grievous fraud has been perpetrated against Yah, against all humanity and all the peoples of the earth. Wherever all are convinced to believe a half-hearted standard, partial and polluted standard, none is fully learned to worship Yah as he is. Whoever does not desire the end of all these schemes, these blinding traps, which keep men subject to partiality and pollutions, my brothers and sisters, are co-perpetrators in the preservation of a global pretense. And after such allegiances, there's no hope for redemption. Scripture says, if any man preaches any other word and call it the gospel, let him be accursed. That means if any man is not willing to speak the whole truth, progress unto the whole truth, he automatically, my brothers and sisters, is not found worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. Messiah said it well, they prefer wilderness, Babylonish deceits. Those who prefer partial standards, the ways of the nations, don't want to discern the difference between the ways of Yah, the ways of this world. He said he made no request for. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is a spirit of discretion. We must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is versus all the wiles of a devil, deviant, partial, polluted, corrupted standards. We must discern the difference between the pure word of Yah and that which is not. Messiah said it well, they who prefer wilderness, the divisions of this world. Again, he said that he made no request for. They desire the constant damnation and division of mankind, all the various nations and denominations of this world, defying against the will of one. Whoever prefers, my brothers and sisters, these continue to exist. He did not say, my brothers and sisters, that those who would not rationally receive the Holy Word, he did not say, my brothers and sisters, there was a purpose for them to exist. 9:4 Revelation talks about those who receive the seal of the living Yah, the testimony, the full testimony of the Most High. He said he preserved those vessels. What about those, my brothers and sisters, who would not? He said the wrath of Yah is upon those, my brothers and sisters, who would not accept the fullness of the testimony, who would not be willing to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. What will stand against, my brothers and sisters, the sovereignty the Most High intends to reveal in this world through Messiah is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, against the salvation of man, and against the hope of peace, against the hope of a covenant, against the hope, my brothers and sisters, of eternal life. An eternal, my brothers and sisters, example unto which if the Most High will to look upon it, he would be pleased. So many are zealously devout in allegiances to many generations of misrepresentation. It's for this reason the Messiah comes to galvanize a presently confused, divided, but consecrated and elect people. Because he says his elect are called to understanding. But there are many of my brothers and sisters who would turn men aside from that understanding. Well, Messiah comes to reaffirm the truth to those who are willing and those who are rational. Might be made strong, my brothers and sisters, to resist the misconceits of this world. To resist the misrepresentations. That they might awaken to discern beyond the pretenders. The very name Yeshua promised that he is consecrated to the Most High to deliver his people from all misallegiances, all the lies that divide the people, all the partialities and pollutions after which men are given their allegiances, only to fall victim to the snares of men. He says, if you're his disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you're his disciples, you will discern the truth, the rulers will not teach you. If you're his disciples, my brothers and sisters, and discern the greater truth, you will not be so easily exploited. But how many are willing to seek that truth? And most, my brothers and sisters, are willing to take the bribe and accept the flattery of prestige among men. But the true Jew, he says, is not one who seeks praise of men, but from Yah, knowing that the Most High will perform all that he has spoken. And if a whole world be deceived, loving a lie, preferring flatteries and bribes, Yah will still yet be true. No one is anyone's friend who would comfort men or flatter men after variant false standards. You need to watch out for a lot of the smiling faces you see out there. Just because someone smiles at you does not mean, my brothers and sisters, he will teach you all that's necessary to help deliver you. Some people, my brothers and sisters, are willing to do anything to receive the praise of men, even continually lie unto the destruction of human souls. I tell you, a lot of rulers have played the gullibility.
90 seconds.
They try to find niches that if the people will buy them, they will sell them. And some of them come very mighty, high esteem in the world. I would tell you that the biggest pastor in the world, pastors in the world today, well known today, are the biggest liars in the world today, the most wicked of all. They could seek the truth to help save mankind, but they're willing to compromise the words of the Most High.
60 seconds.
Flatter men even to death. The most wicked men of all, my brothers and sisters, are those this world exalts, who so many after so many different standards yet delight in. But Yah, my brothers and sisters, delights in the one who will be true to his word, even if a whole world rejects him. What does the scripture say? They will see him whom they have. The word there means rejected. And they will mourn for him because they will discern then that he is the firstborn son. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Benedim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. I ask you to check out that website, support this ministry. Let people know that the word such as this is being taught, for it's a precious one, but it's only for the most humblest souls, but only the most humblest soul will be saved.